This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We begin the sixth parak, parak Vav, Hanoider min Hamavushal. One who made a neder from that which is cooked, Hamavushal. He says, I make a neder from that which is cooked. Mutter b'tzli. He is mutter in that which is roasted, because roasted is not cooked. Uveh shalak. Now this is a loaded word. Usually, shalak means overcooked, boiled too much. That's the typical translation of the word shalak. Overcooked. Sometimes it means boiled, like people eat on Yom Kippur, boiled chicken. Not on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, boiled chicken. I like boiled chicken. It's boiled. There's definitely cooking and just in water. But usually it means overcooked. We'll see, the Ran doesn't learn that way. So someone who makes another from that which is cooked, he's allowed to have that which is roasted. Uveshalok. Let's see the Ran. Hanoyder min ha-mevushal, mutter b'tzli uveshalok. She'enam b'chlal mevushal. They are not included in mevushal. Shalok bashal v'loy bashal. Shalok means undercooked. The Ran says shalok means undercooked. Dinehi de shalok nami mashav vushal yosmidai kamrin perka basar. Hakaved oiseres ve'inen eseres. Shluk oiseres ve'inen eseres. Even though shalok can sometimes mean overcooked, that's not what it means over here, says the Ran. Other Rishonim say no, that is what it means over here. So for example, the Rush says shalok zeshen zasal yoyser mistam bashal kedisa b'chala basar. The Rush says shalok means overcooked, like it does always in Shas. The Ran says no, not over here. Shalok dacha bashal bashalhut. Why? Because the benedarim halach achar lashem ne'adam. Because nedarim go by common parlance. It's called with the way people talk. And obviously, shalok doesn't mean overcooked, because something which is overcooked is cooked. It's cooked plus. So if it's excluding shalok, obviously the Mishnah means undercooked. If it meant overcooked, then it would be usher. Maybe the Rush would say, no, that's not called cooked. Too much is not called cooked. I don't call that cooked.
What's the finish if it's not cooked? He said, mevushal, if it's not cooked.
It's not that it's raw, you know. Let's say like this. Your wife serves you the chicken. You say it's not cooked. She says it is cooked. Right? So the question is, you made the nether. So it's not like it's completely raw. It's, you know. I once went to someone for Shabbos, and they were trying to impress. So they brought out a cow. It looked like the cow was shechted about a minute ago. It was still bleeding. And the people looked like they were enjoying it. And I was fasting, you know. So everybody has a different definition of what's cooked and what's not cooked. Anyway, right. It's that's what the Ran says, you know, bashal v'loy bashal. Okay, so that's the first case. Amar koinam tavshil she'eni toyim. Somebody says, I aser tavshil, a cooked dish, she'eni toyim, that I'm not going to eat it. So now he didn't say hamivushal, that which is cooked. Tavshil, a dish, a cooked dish. So we're going to see that tavshil means aser b'maisa kederi. He is aser in anything cooked in a pot, rach, if it's soft, umoter ba'ave, but he's permitted if it's thick. Okay? So it's only considered tavshil if it's liquidy. But if it's thick, then it's not a tavshil. And therefore, umoter, so he's usr and rach, he's muter ba'ave, umoter ba'beitza tormuta, he's permitted in a tormuta beitza, uvidalas haramutza, and a melon that's ramutz. We'll see what that means. It says the Ran, Amar koinam tavshel she'ini toyim, also b'maisa kadeira, rachu, motu b'ava, masa kadeira, masa kadeira kagoin, chilka, targis. For example, tirgus, chilka, chilka, courtesy of Maduras Schattenstein, I looked up these translations. Chilka are grits of wheat that are cut. Targis are if it's grits split into three parts. Tisni, if it's grits split into quarters. And then Vikamar Dimhu Rach Asar Aval Ava Mutter. Dahai Taina Komidi Dimis Achla Be Rifta Tavshil Kaile. This Tana holds whatever is eaten with bread is called a Tavshil. Kedisa Be Gemara. Umase Kedera Ava Ba'ape Navshi Achlile. Something which is thick, you eat it by itself, you don't eat it with bread. Beloi Pasar. I mean, Gemara, the Asar Betsli Uvashaluk. The Gemara says it's Asar and something roasted or overcooked or undercooked, the hummus achla beirifta. You eat bread with it. V'chikatani sha'ani toyim lav dafka de amar hachi. He didn't have to say sha'ani toyim. El Rabusanak that says the chiddush lemer that filo amar sha'ani toyim mutter ba'aveh, he's mutter if it's thick. First b'yushalmi, the chihechi de bekoinam tavshel mutter ba'aveh. Just like if you say koinam tavshel, it's permitted if it's thick. Hachanami noider min hamavushal. If you make a nether from that which is cooked, you're also mutter be'aveh. You're also mutter by something which is thick, because also that is not eaten with bread. But the definition of tavshil is something eaten with bread, and something which is thick is not eaten with bread. Umutter bebeitza tarmita mefarsh b'gemara de shalki le b'maya chamimi. The Gemara says you boil it in hot water. Alpha zimni v'alpha zimni b'maya v'alpha zimni b'maya kariri. 1,000 times in hot water, 1,000 times in cold water. Adimit zutra kidabalala v'loy misachle le rifta. You don't eat it with bread. Umasha d'dafka ba hu d'shari. Only with it is mutter. Vol koshlin is basha kol kach asura. But if it's not so cooked, if it's not so cooked like this, it's asur. Damisachla rift about that you would eat bread with it. Vachi si b'shami b'shem rav chizda asur b'beitza megugela shekach derech hachoyla lecha ba pitai. A choyla would eat his bread with it. The alma koshlein nitz tamka kolkach, anything that doesn't shrivel so much, shahapasna achelas ima, that the bread is eaten with it, bechlal tavshil hu, it is included in a tavshil. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. No, I'm sorry. Back to the Mishnah. Mimaisa kedera. If let's say somebody. I'm sorry, Hanoi Dermi Maisa Kedera, somebody who makes a neder from that which is made in a pot, in Aser Mimasa Resachta. Only is Aser in something which was boiled. Boiled is more than just cooking. Amar Koinem Hayored Likdera She'ini Toim. If somebody says, I Aser, that which goes into a pot, then I'm not going to eat it. Aser B'chol Hamas Bashlan Likdera. He's asur for anything that you cook in a pot. So hayoyre likder is anything that goes into a pot, even if it's, let's say, shaluk, undercooked. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, an opposing view to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if that hanoyder min hamevushal mutter betzli, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yoshia oisa. Rabbi Yoshia says that if you asur b'mevushal, you're asur in sli. The Mishnah says, Hanoidim Avushal, Mutter Bitzli. Rabbi Yoshia says, Aser Bitzli. Because apparently he holds, Mavushal includes Sli. The Afal Pisha Ein Raya Ladavar. even though there's no proof, zeichel adavar, there is a hint to this. Shenemar vayevashlu haPesach ba'ish tamishbat. They cooked the Pesach in fire, as is the law. What do you mean they cooked? We know that you're not allowed to cook the Karim Pesach. It says by the Pesach, that it's pasul. So what do you mean they cooked the Pesach? Obviously, the Pasuk is calling roasting cooking. So since the Pasuk calls roasting cooking, therefore when you make an eder and you aser cooking, it asers roasting also. Because just like the Pasuk refers to roasting as cooking, and when you make an eder, your words cooking could refer to roasting. Says Gemara, what's the machlokes between our Mishnah and Rav Yoshia? Lema b'hakom niflgi. Shall we say they argue in as follows? Rav Yoshia savar halacha achar lashon Torah. Rav Yoshia says, when determining hilchos nedarim, you follow the way people speak. You follow the way the Torah speaks, and the Torah refers to bishul tzli as bishul. The Tana didan dilan savar our Tana holds. Binadarm halaych achalosh may adam binadarm, you follow the way people speak. Yeah, binadarm, you follow the way people speak. Says Gemara, lo, no. The kuliyam darm halaych achalosh may adam. Everybody says that binadarm, you go by the way people speak. That's a very important principle. Nadarm follows common parlance. Mar ki asre. Just they lived in different communities. Rabbi Yoshia, in his community, people refer to roasting as cooking. In the Tana of our Mishnah's community, they did not refer to roasting as cooking. The kuli amim ben adarim halech achalash meyadim. Everybody agrees by adarim, you follow the way people speak. Mar ki asrei. This master followed like his place, and this master followed his place. Ba'asra de Tana dilan, in the place of our Tana, let's sully, kari le sully. Roasting is called roasting. Filamavushal, kari lemavushal. And cooking is called cooking. Ba'asra, Rabbi Yoshia, in the place of Rabbi Yoshia, afilu tzli kari mavushal. Even roasting is called cooking. So they don't argue fundamentally about nadarim, whether it goes by lashon tara or lashon le'adam. Instead, they go by, it's just a matter of the way people spoke in their respective places. That can't be. It can't be that the reasoning of Rabbi Yoshia is in his place, they refer to roasting as cooking, because he brought a pasuk. He cited a pasuk. He said the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that Vayavashlas a pesach be'ish kamishpat. If it was because the people in his area spoke that way, why would he have to cite a pasuk? That's mashna like the original understanding. Do you follow Lashon Torah or Lashon Bnei Adam? Says Gemara, v'hakrak nasavla. He invoked a pasuk. Says Gemara, smachta ba'alma. No, he only brought it in as an allusion. His argument was really based on the idea that that's the way people spoke in his community. But lest you think that they don't have, that's not a correct way to speak, even if they said that, but it's not a proper way to speak. So, no, it's based, there's a reason they speak that way. Otherwise, you know, not every jargon off the street is considered Lashon Bnei Adam. So he's just invoking a pasuk as support. Okay. So Mishnah says, if you aser tavshil, something which is cooked, you're aser in soft food that you eat with bread, and your mutter in thick food. Says Gemara, v'hami tavshel nadar. Why is he allowed to have the ove, the thick food, but he asked her to cook dish, and this is cooked? Amar Abayi said, "Hi Tana, this Tana holds komidi demesachel be'rif to anything that you eat with bread tavshel karla. You call tavshel, and since thick food is not eaten with bread, it's not called a tavshel." Baruch ato Adonai. Okay. V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa. This is binichusa. This is a support. Hanoi d'mina tavshel. If you aser yourself from a cooked dish, aser b'chol minei tavshel, aser in all kinds of cooked dishes. V'aser b'tzali, you aser in roasted, v'shalak, and if it's not cooked, uvim b'vushel, and if it's cooked, and you're usher in soft squash. Shahacholin oichlam hem pitan, because sick people eat their bread with this soft squash. But it's saying the reason why it's called a tavshel is because it's eaten with bread. What do you mean? It's called tavshel because it's cooked. No, that doesn't make it called a tavshel. Tavshel means something eaten with bread. Now, let's see the Ran. Tanya, Rabbi Yosha Omer, Rabbi Yosha Oisar, denoy der min amavushal aser betzli. That if you aser from something cooked, you aser if it's roasted. V'afo pishen raya ladavar, shatzli yihei b'chlam mavushal. Even if you don't have a raya, that roasting is included in cooking. Zecher ladavar. There is a hint to it. Dechsiv v'ayavashlu es ha-pesach. They cook the Pesach. U'pesach ino necha alot soli. Pesach is only eaten roasted. Uchsiv. And it's written, v'ayavashlu. And they cooked. So we see roasting is called cooked. Miu, however, lav raya gemurah, it's not a complete raya. Kedah amar b'maskana d'bin nadarim, like we say in the maskana in the darim, haleich achar lashon b'nei adam, follow the language of people. Says the Gemara, why are you mutter if it's thick? V'ha misbashal nadar, he made a nether from something which is cooked, and if it's thick, it's cooked. V'amai mutter ba'ave, why is it mutter if it's thick? T'ha tavshal hu. Says Gemara, Haytana komidi demisachlabe rifta tavshel karile. This Tana holds anything that you eat bread with is called a tavshel. Ava masik there of a thick cooked food, demisachlabe rifta bade that you don't eat bread with, loy mikri tavshel is not called a tavshel. V'istame farshe. Some explain, the asr b'maisa kader rach kakashale. Some explain, that the question was, we say your usher, if it's rach, it's not a tavshel if it's so runny. No, the answer is since it's eaten with bread, it's called a tavshel. Va'atanya b'nichusa, va'asher b'hitrius rakos deluin k'tanim, soft gourds. Shahacholin oichlam behen pitan. Midakayav timer from the fact that it gives a reason, li surah mimnesha hachoylen oichlen bahen, because the sick eat with them pitan. Shema mina, from here we see the chomidi de mesachabe rifta, anything that you eat bread with, tavshel mikri. So now the Gemara goes off on a tangent, a very interesting tangent, and it's actually Nogea Rosh Hashanah, believe it or not, because one of the simanim on Rosh Hashanah is the kara, the gourd, remember? We say, Sheyikaru gezar dinenu, veyikru lefana lefanecha zechuyoseinu. In any event, we say that sick people eat gourds. Says the Gemara, "Eini, it's not true. It's good for sick people to eat gourds." No, v'ha Rabbi Yirmiya chalash. Rabbi Yirmiya became sick. Olagabehu asil asu, a certain doctor came to heal Rabbi Yirmiya. Chazo kara de machas v'vesa. He saw a squash that was just sitting in his house. Shavke v'nafak. He left him and he went out. Amar, he said, Malach moise isle l'dein b'vesa. The angel of death is in this house. V'ana eol aso yase. And I should go heal him. Squash is a killer. Squash is going to kill you. So the doctor left. So how could the Gemara say that squash is a food because sick people eat their bread with it, but squash is very unhealthy? If someone is sick, squash could kill you. Says Gemara, ha leikasha, ha berakichi, ha ba'ashuni. This is talking about soft squash, this is talking about hard squash. Soft squash is healthy and you can dip your bread in it. Hard squash is very unhealthy. That's why no doctor I know would ever go into someone's house if they had hard squash in it. It's well known. I don't know any doctor who ever went to someone's house that had hard squash because it's very unhealthy. So, or the Gemara gives another answer. Rava Barula Amar, Rava Barula said, no, ha bekara gufe. This is talking about the squash itself. Squash itself is unhealthy. Ba begave dekara. But this is talking about the inside of the squash. The inside of the squash is healthy, and you eat it with bread. Dam Rav Yehuda, luliva dekara besilka. The inside of squash with silka, with leeks, is healthy. Beliva de kitana bekutcha. The inside of flax is healthy with kutach. The davar zeh also l'amar b'fnei am ha'aretz, but you can't tell this to amei ha'aretz. Because if amei ha'aretz find out how healthy the inside of flax are, they're gonna go take all the flax. Take a look in the Ran. Eini, it's not so. The dulu and yafin l'chayla, that dulu are good for a sick person. Berkichi. What's this going on? Oh, berkichi, if it's soft, malu, they're healthy. Ashuni, if it's kashen, hard, or bekaragufe, it's not healthy. Gavei dekra, but on the inside, mashem sechem ali, that's good. Lulivi dekra, what's inside the gourd is bad. Basilka, if you cook it with yivashlenu im trad, if you cook it with leeks. Luliva dekisna bekutcha, mashem sechem toiv l'achla im kutach. What's inside flax is good to eat with moldy cheese. But you're not to tell this to amei aretz. V'davar zeh asur amar b'fnei am aretz, kidei shelo ya'akra pishtan l'kach. So that the amei aretz don't uproot the linen. Or another answer, right? Because the b'raisa is mashma flat, that the las is healthy, and yet by Rabbi Yirmiya, when Rabbi Yirmiya was ill, it was considered unhealthy. Rava Amar, Rava said, man chulin, who are these sick people who eat the squash with bread? We're talking about Rabbanan. We're not talking about actual sick people. We're talking about Talmid Chachamim are often weaker than regular people because Torah is Mateshas Koicha Shel Adam. So Talmid Chachamim, even if they're healthy, they're going to eat squash and eat it with their bread. But sick people, no. For actual sick people, squash is not healthy. For rabbis, they're healthy. Why? So that's what choylen means. Rava man choylen rabbanan. Rava la tameda. Amar Rava. Rava said, keman mitzalinan al kitsiri v'yamari. Like who do we daven for the sick and the infirm? Keman k'Rabbi Yosi. It goes like Rabbi Yosi. We know there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says a person is judged every day. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say a person is judged only on Rosh Hashanah. So, for in accordance with whom do we daven every single day for the ill and the infirm? It goes like Rabbi Yosi. So, wait a second. Right, because the Ran says, "Keman metzalina naktir va'amari b'chol yimayis hashana." Keman, k'Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Parakama, the Rosh Hashana, Adam nidan b'chol yom. But according to the Rabbanan, the Islu, the nidan b'Rosh Hashana. So, if it's nidan b'Rosh Hashana, of what benefit is it to daven for a sick person the rest of the year? Which is a major question. Why do we say Rifa'inu if a person's judgment has already been determined on Rosh Hashana? But the Gemara says, no, it's in accordance with the Rabbi Yosi. Because the Rat says, the ilu the Rabbanan, the islu the benidan, Rashan, kimin shenig mardin, ain't to us my elson, the tefillah won't help. But the Lashon of Kitsiri Umari is double Lashon. Mid the Amar, the Gemara says, Kitsiri Umari, Shmamina, Kitsiri Mamish, Kitsiri are actually sick people. Mari, Rabbanan, Mari are the rabbis. Because it's a separate category. Kitsiri Mamish, Choylen, Umikri Kitsiri. The reason why sick people are called Kitsiri is because Lufisha Navsham, Kitsara, Machmas, Chalyam. Their souls are short because of their illness. And Mari are the Chachamim. Now, let's see. The Ran on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Man choylen rabbanon, enochanami dekari bein rakichi bein ashuni kashin lecholin. This answer is saying gourds are always bad for the sick, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he was sick, The doctor said, I'm not going in. When Rava said sick people have gourds, he meant not actually sick people, but the Rabbanon, who are usually weaker. That which it says, choylen, eat it. Piton, lav chulen mamish. Not choylen, actually choylen. Elaman choylen Rabbanon. Who are the choylen? The Rabbanon. The afilu, the brius, and even their health. Hein teshushe choyach. They are of weak koyach. The nesha Torah mateshes koycham. Because the Torah weakens their strength. Okay, that is Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. And I wish you a great night. And if you want to hear something about the Slicha that we're going to say tomorrow, Yigimu Midas Harachimim, and a very interesting halacha we learn out from it, you could stay on for 4 more minutes. No, Mamish, no pressure. I'm saying something on the Slicha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.